Arta took note of today's press conference by SANRAL and the Minister of Transport and the Gauteng Premier with regards to the Big ETOL switch off. And I can tell you that we are, there's nothing new here. And actually, it's a little bit more confusing than ever before. Because, it's all very well for SANRAL to try and explain why this technology is good. And nobody really opposes that fact. The fact that it worked in other countries doesn't mean to say it applies in the same context here. And what was really missing out of today's conference is an acknowledgement by government that they completely got it wrong, and that they underestimated the power of citizens to stand up to bad policies and expensive schemes. Neither SANRAL nor the Department of Transport apologized for the gross excess costs they've subjected to society on the high prices of the road construction. They haven't apologized for the ETC contract, which they told us was introduced for a 5-year period and won by ETC in a tender process at 6.4 billion rand, when in actual fact they signed the contract at 9.8 billion rand. None of this has been explained. And then they sit there and tell us that, that the motorists must still pay their outstanding e-toll bills, but they do not give clarity on how they're going to enforce this, because they've failed in that regard. And so what happens if the motorists don't pay? And then they tell us that they're still deliberating and deciding on how to go about this. Well, they've lost control of that factor long ago when they stopped issuing summonses in 2019 and made that comment and statement after a board meeting. So in reality, what came out of today's session was more confusion than anything else. And the fact that we know the scheme is going to be switched off at midnight on the 11th of April, well, that's a fact. It's been gazetted now. So nothing really more came out of that conference. They couldn't answer questions like, if I fit an e-tag after the 12th of April, is past debt to e-tolls going to be assumed in that e-tag if I wanted to use it for long-distance toll routes? They were really obfuscating some of the tougher questions, such as, while this is supposed to be a user-pays principle, why are they using e-toll money for non-e-toll roads? Because that flies in the face of a user-pays principle. On top of that, this was not about a road construction process that was necessitated for the Soccer World Cup. It was an upgrade to the freeways that were congested long before 2008. And whether we held the World Cup or not, the freeways had to be upgraded. They really just made a bad decision, a poorly informed decision on the e-toll financing scheme. And nowhere in their press conferences have they acknowledged their failures as government. And they tried to claim that this is a successful decision based on political reasons brought to society by the ruling party and the current government. Well, it's not the case. This decision to scrap e-tolls was forced on them by the people who refused to participate in grossly irrational decisions that were uninformed and which did not consult meaningfully with the public. So really, SANRAL and the Department of Transport have failed in this press conference to provide any clarity or certainty of what the public were looking for.